In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Oh yeah, here we are. Back again. Welcome everybody to another fine episode of the Game Rage Movies and TV Podcast. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Frank.
Yo.
Good buddy Ruben.
Yeah.
And I already said myself, good buddy Josh.
Nobody cares.
Fuck off, Frank. So today, real quick before we get into the pluggery, this is going to be, obviously, if you haven't figured it out by the title, this is going to be discussing in, you know, our tribute to, you know, James Earl Jones, who recently passed away a few weeks ago. And yeah, we're just finally getting around to doing it now, but still overdue, but necessary nonetheless, I felt. On this, we are not going to talk about James Earl Jones in Star Wars, okay? We're not going to talk about Darth Vader at all because we already did an episode about Darth Vader and James Earl Jones's role as such in Star Wars on Game Rage Star Wars podcast. So that's out right now. We just posted it before we were recording this one. So it's out. You can go listen to it if you want. If you want to hear us talk about Star Wars. So we're not going to say any Star Wars stuff today. It's all just going to be about James Earl Jones's other roles throughout his career. Anyways, before we get into that, if you want to listen to all our other stuff, you can go to YouTube. Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, and subscribe. Also, if you want to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag, you can follow Frank. If you like anime and manga, you can follow Frank on Instagram at anime_syndicate_podcast. And you can go listen to the Anime Syndicate podcast. Additionally, if you like music, you can go listen to the All Gas No Trash podcast. And you can follow Adam on Instagram at All Gas No Trash Official. All right. Now, before we get going here, we did this on the other one, so I feel it appropriate to do it on this one. You know, in honor of James Earl Jones, let's take a moment of silence, and we'll do that now. Okay. So, James Earl Jones, a multitude of different roles in Hollywood throughout his career. And not only in live action, but in the animated realm
and stage.
And stage as well, yes.
Apparently he was a fucking badass. He was in the army.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was an army ranger.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He didn't get deployed though.
No, because he was, was it before? Was it too early?
It was literally the Korean War broke out. Mm. But he got stationed to the Ranger headquarters and he just got...
Or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. But anyway, his first credited film role, Dr. Strangelove, man.
That's funny.
Which is pretty funny. That was 1964, all right? He started out in 1963. He was in some TV stuff, in theater. That was where he really started out, was in theater. I mean, he was in a lot of different plays and whatnot. I mean, The Merchant of Venice, which is a pretty famous. He was in Othello. I mean, there's a lot of... The Hunt for Red October, yeah. He was a staple in theater. So... back to TV or movies, though, when he just 4 years after his on-screen debut, he was in a little movie called The Great White Hope. And that's where he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor, which is crazy. you know, he played the great, he played Malcolm X in the great, the movie The Greatest, which was about Muhammad Ali. He was in, he was in the less known Exorcist movie, Exorcist II, The Heretic. Mm-hmm. one of the primary roles that I initially, obviously, this is not Star Wars related, but outside of that, one of the first roles that I really like remember him in was Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
When he was Thulsa Doom.
With those really weird fucking blue eyes.
Yeah, man. And then just the way they had him like just look was crazy. Another role that was really a big one for me when I was a kid was obviously in The Sandlot when he was Mr. Myrtle.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically the Beast was the dog that was on the other side of the fucking fence. And if you hit the ball over there, then
it's dead territory.
Yeah, you had to just let it go. And so, like, they were so poor that they couldn't let the ball go. They had to go get the ball. And so they send Benny the Jet to go on a mission.
No, he does it himself.
Right. He goes on a mission to fucking...
With his radio... Was it not the radio?
PF Flyers.
PF Flyers.
Yeah, he fucking gets PF Flyers on. He ties them up tight. They make you go so fast.
Which was just what? Discount
Converse? It was just bootleg Converse. Yeah. Like, that's all they were.
Yeah.
Shit, PF Flyers still exist today.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they exist today as much as they did back then.
Right, yeah. So... Then essentially, he goes and they get the ball. But then Mr. Myrtle is the guy who lives in that house. Mm-hmm. And he is like the biggest asshole, or he's at least thought of by the children as the biggest asshole.
Because he had an asshole dog.
Yeah, he had an asshole dog, the Beast. But in the end, it turns out that everybody loves the Beast, and the Beast is just so nice, and everybody's the greatest. Man, that was the first time I saw real dog balls, like.
Yeah,
in a movie, like for real, like as he's flying over and they got that back shot, you just see his giant fucking balls, dude. Like the dog had these, like, I don't even understand how large a dog's balls could be, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, that is humongous. Another role that he was in, I you know, Field of Dreams. He was in Field of Dreams. Coming to America, he was the king of whatever the country was.
He was in the Clear and Present Present Danger.
Yeah, Clear and Present Danger
with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, which is one of the Tom Clancy, like the Jack Ryan, the original Jack Ryan, yeah, like movies.
I never saw it. I heard it sucked.
Clear and Present Danger
and Patriot Games.
Man, see, yeah, like they were. I have not seen them in a very long time.
I know Patriots Game was like one of those movies that everybody says, oh, if you like military movies, you have to watch it.
Like, I remember liking the movie, but mm-hmm. I haven't watched it in probably 20 years. So, like, maybe that, you know what? That's what we should do here. We should watch fucking Patriot Games and the original, like, Jack Ryan series. Obviously, The Hunt for Red October is in that as well, so we could do that. But
okay, that one was a great movie.
That one was a great movie, but, like...
But, it wasn't because of James Earl Jones. I think that was
all Connery. And fucking what's his name, Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Alec Baldwin was Jack Ryan in that movie. Shit, even The Sum of All Fears with Ben Affleck and I think Samuel Jackson was in it. That was another Tom Clancy movie. It was a Jack Ryan movie. I enjoyed that movie too.
I thought, I don't know why, but I was thinking of another one, Tears of Fear.
Oh yeah,
with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yeah. Tears of the Sun.
Tears of the Sun. Yeah,
that was a good movie too.
I never saw it.
But
never saw it.
Oh yeah, it was good. We should fuck. There's a lot of good war movies we should watch. The fucking
what's your favorite
of
war movie?
War movie, like modern war movie.
I just said war movies, motherfucker.
Fucking stop the Patriot starring Mel Gibson, man. That's like because it's a Revolutionary War.
Did you see Fat Electrician's new video?
Nah.
Because Mel.
Especially in terms of this.
And now we're sued.
Mel Gibson's character, well, I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
Is based off of five real people.
Okay. Oh, does he break it down who it is?
No, he does it on one person.
Oh, okay.
On this motherfucker's like, I was trying to see what his name was. Fat Electrician.
I don't know. I guess that's not really like a straight war movie though.
There's
a lot of narrative.
Daniel Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't know if you saw, this is a little tangent, but fuck it, it's movies and TV, so it's relevant. 48 Hours, the Benghazi story.
Yeah, I saw that.
That movie's fucking great.
It's good for what essentially was a Netflix movie.
Right, yeah, it was good. It was good, though. I enjoyed it.
Better than what I was expecting.
But if we're talking, like, big budget, like, legit movies, it's tied between Black Hawk Down and fucking Saving Private Ryan, like, as far as, like, top war movies.
Really? Not 1912?
What's 1912?
Not 1912. The one with World War One. The one that, what's his name, Nolan did recently.
Oh, not Dunkirk.
It was at, yeah.
I forget what the fuck it was called.
Was it in 1912?
I don't know. Maybe it was 1918.
That's what I'm thinking.
Honestly, I don't even know if I've seen that one. Is that the one where they got to get a message across or something like that?
It's the one that has that really... No, 1918 came out in, like, 85.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, 1917, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's the one 1917,
that's...
Yeah,
that's the one with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's the one that has that one scene where it's like, all right, guys, all our money is in all these explosions and shit. We cannot do a second scene.
Yeah, we can't do this twice. Like,
so don't fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but what's your favorite war movie?
Honestly? It's We Were Soldiers.
Oh man, that is a good one too. That one's up there. That's top five for sure for me.
Because not only was it a good war movie, but it was a good, like, the effect it's having on the people back home movie.
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Ruben? What's your favorite war movie while we're on the subject?
Favorite war movie? I gotta try to remember which ones I've seen.
All right, while you're thinking about that, we'll go back to James Earl Jones.
Yeah, give me some time.
All right, while we're thinking about that, we'll go back to James Earl Jones. He was also in Naked Gun 33 plus a third.
33 one third.
The final one. He was just a cameo role, though. Yeah. But, like, I mean, he was still in it. Obviously, The Lion King, I mean, being the voice of Mufasa is, I mean, that's an iconic role.
Well, remember Epic Rap Battle's history? Roared like Chewbacca, the voice of Mufasa.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know what? He did the CNN voiceover for a while.
That's right. This is CNN.
Yeah, man.
Well, don't you remember? Oh, you don't watch The Simpsons, but there's a scene where Bleeding Gums Murphy dies.
Uh-huh.
Who's like Lisa's mentor for saxophone.
Uh-huh.
And like she does this whole thing for him and like he comes back into the cloud. In the sky, and he's talking to her. He's like, I forgot what he was talking to, and then you see Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father. There's a cloud next to him, goes Simba. And then next to him, it was like James Earl Jones. And then the last one was, this is CNN.
That's funny.
So let me find that.
Then he was in Click. He was in Click.
Yeah.
Ah, that movie's all right. Scary Movie 4.
That wasn't the best one of those.
No, but I mean, like, you know, he was the narrator of that. Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know, the Lion King live action movie, he voiced Mufasa. And basically his final movie role was...
Yeah, I think I found it.
That was for you, Bleeding Gums.
Jazz man happy.
You must avenge my death, Kimba. I mean,
Kimba.
I am your father. This is CNN.
Will you guys pipe down? I'm saying goodbye to Lisa.
That's funny.
I thought you ever seen that controversy?
Uh-uh.
Lion King was completely stolen from a Japanese movie.
Which one?
The Kimba. Kimba the White Lion.
Oh. And man, they just changed one letter.
Pretty much. The story was almost like, I think Disney changed it enough to be legally discerned, but it's one of those ones where it's obvious. Like, yeah, you stole this shit, motherfucker.
That was back when they were doing that and nobody was going to do anything about it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, so, also the last film role that he was in was the sequel to Coming to America, America.
Yeah.
And, that was the last film role that he was ever. That he was in before he fully
retired.
TV, I mean, he was in
a lot of shit.
He was on The Simpsons, as we just heard. He was in.
Dude, I fucking. He had this cameo in The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which was so fucking. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Roots. He was in the old Jesus of Nazareth show.
Just shut me up like that. Right.
Wait, sorry, what?
Nothing.
No, you said he was in. Well, I didn't know you were going to go into it. You were talking about it. We just watched it.
That was The Simpsons.
Oh. Oh, The Big Bang Theory. Oh, yeah, because he played himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find that one.
It's like 20 minutes long.
Oh, never mind. Well, anyways, what were you going to say?
That's fine. Moment's gone.
All right.
Apparently, another movie that James Earl Jones, I didn't even realize he was in, it was something called The Flight of Dragons, which was a movie I haven't seen in years.
The what?
Called The Flight of Dragons. It was a childhood movie that I used to watch a few times, I think. It was like, I think, if I remember correctly, I think a boy was like playing like some sort of like D&D kind of
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was, I remember seeing this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I forgot how
it's like straight 70s style, too.
Yeah. Legitimate.
Yeah, because I completely forgot about the movie until I was just searching out, like, since we were talking about him. Like, oh, shit. I remember this movie. That's like, damn.
Yeah, apparently it was based off a book called The Dragon and George in the Gorge. And the George, yeah.
Dragon in the Gorge?
George.
Hmm. Curious.
It's on Apple TV.
Huh? Well, let's check it out.
Yeah, I'm good. fuck. Anyways,
back on to the TV stuff. I think he was actually in, I want to say he was in Stargate, I feel like.
I don't think he was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Stargate SG-1. He was Unas in the episode Thor's Hammer.
Oh, he was the
voice. The voice, probably. It's probably like a voice.
I mean, they've had a lot of weird people on there. Wayne Brady was on there once.
Oh, shit. I remember this. You remember Recess?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
He played Santa Claus in that, apparently.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that either, but man, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, man. One of my favorite movies just came up.
Which one?
The Secret of Nymph.
The Secret of who?
Nymph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that movie.
It's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, he was in your favorite show, House?
Yeah, I remember that. He was a African dictator.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Dabala. The episode titled The Tyrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Secret of Nymph was a good movie. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that one. I think we got it.
Dude, anything that Don Bluth is in, I mean, sorry, anything that Don Bluth makes is going to be fucking great. I mean, I know this is about James Earl Jones, but this man never gets his flowers.
Yeah.
Just to, like, read off his list, The Secret of Nymph, All Dogs Go to Heaven, An American Tale.
Oh, man.
The That's Land a good Before movie. Time.
God, such great movies.
Anastasia.
Oh, that's man. A good one. That's a good one, man.
Doodle.
That's another good one.
Titan A.E., which is an underrated fucking
Dude,
movie.
It is. Yeah, even though it's like movie. Fucking, it's peak fucking Scientology fucking, John, what's his name?
John Hubble or something like that?
No, God damn it.
Elrod?
Elrod Hubble, yeah. Like, no, it's, what's his name's in it though?
Do you remember the animal Robin Hood animated movie?
Oh, yeah.
That was him.
Oh, yeah. That one was amazing.
That was a good one, too. That's like one of my favorite Disney movies.
I don't think he was in charge of it, but he was also a big hand Pete's Dragon.
Oh, I remember Pete's Dragon, yeah.
I've never seen the original one. I only saw
good old Ginger. One. Good old fellow Ginger kid.
You probably don't know it, but there was this old arcade game. It was called Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer?
Lair.
Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
Oh, I never played it. I didn't know what you're talking about. It's the one that we can, like, just quick arrow choices.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's all it is quick time. It's literally just a movie.
Oh, okay. You're just doing quick time?
Yeah.
All right.
It was that one and Space Ace.
Mm, I remember Space Ace.
Yeah, so he did both of those.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm like, because it came, Secret of Nymph came up in this whole thing I'm looking up.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh shit, did James Earl Jones in it? Well, no. But Bret the Hitman Hart was in it.
Oh, that's funny.
No, he wasn't. Just trying to get a rise out of you.
I fucking hate that guy.
Right?
What?
You hate Bret?
He has worn his out. You can listen to Game Rage Wrestling if you want to hear me talk shit about Bret Hart. He's worn his welcome out. I used to like Bret Hart.
The confirmed sexual rapist. Hasn't worn out his walking with you, but Bret the Hitman Hart has.
That's correct.
Jesus Christ.
Vince McMahon. Okay, listen.
I'm not talking about Vince McMahon.
What are you talking about?
Hogan.
Oh no, I'm done with Hogan too. He can go fuck himself as well. I already said that. We're talking about that Vince McMahon documentary on wrestling, so you can hear me talk all shit about that. Fuck Hogan too. He's an asshole. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, you spend so much fucking time talking shit on John Cena.
Oh yeah, fuck John Cena. He's a shill for the Chinese.
Yeah. Who is it? Who is it, Josh?
I'm not.
You have a podcast, Josh. That means you work for the media. Of course you are a Chinese shill.
But it's different. I don't work for the media when I am the... I am the Senate. I am still, the media.
Still a Chinese shill.
How? No one's paying... The Chinese aren't paying me. Listen, at least if I'm going to shill, I might as well get paid.
So it's okay as long as you get paid.
No, I'm just saying if you're going to call me a shill, okay, then I should be getting paid by the Chinese.
So as long as you're getting paid, it's okay.
No, I didn't say that was okay. I just said I might as well be getting paid then if you're going to call me a shill. That's what a shill is. It's someone who gets paid to fucking... Well, whatever. Anyways, we're going off topic here.
Everyone's a Chinese shill.
Not me. Not I. Not I, sir. Not I said the fly. By Jeff Goldblum.
All I want to say is anybody that works for the government is a shill.
I don't know if that's...
Sorry. Anybody that works for a billion-dollar entity is a shill.
Anybody who works for not themselves is a shill.
I'm talking Chinese shill.
Just Chinese shill.
Yes. So if you're part of a billion-dollar entity, yes, you are part of the shill.
I guess we're all billion-dollar... I guess we're all shills then.
Yeah, all three of us, right?
Yep, we're all fucking shills. Anyways, back to James Earl Jones. I mean, the dude had... Oh, yeah, that's right. I also forgot that he was in Command & Conquer, Tiberian Sun. He played one of the generals, General James Solomon, in the live-action cutscenes.
Was he in a lot of video games?
Not really. He was in... Tex Murphy, Under a Killing Moon, which it says he was great PI of the universe, so I'm assuming he was the disembodied voice. And then he was in that one, The Lion King, Simba's Mighty Adventure, Kingdom Hearts 2, and Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga. Those are all the credits that it has listed on here on the Wikipedia.
He was also in a Disney game.
Which one?
Disney's The Lion King, Simba's Mighty Adventure.
Yeah, I literally just said that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Which is funny because this came out in 2000, right? Like,
dude, he was in a bunch of theme park attractions. He was in a bunch of, like, you know, voices for the theme parks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all for Mufasa, nothing for Star Wars.
No, I know we were going to talk about it, but I will say he was Darth Vader in the, whatchamacallit ride, the Star Tours.
According to this.
Huh?
According to this.
No, it says I remember him being in the Star Tours, and I'm pretty sure I read it right here. Let's see, where was it? What did they count it under? I don't know what they counted it under. Maybe it was under film. Let's see, Star Tours: The Adventure Continues. Yeah, they attracted at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disneyland, and Tokyo Land.
Yeah, it says James Earl Jones.
Star Tours: Darth Vader, voice role in the short film. Of Star Tours.
I guess that one just didn't list them.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like your face.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyways, you got anything else to add?
He's a bitch.
Yeah, true. Ruben, did you figure out what your favorite war movie is, you son of a bitch? Still fucking... It's 20 minutes later. I'm still thinking. We're still waiting.
I forgot the name, but the only thing about it is with the guy who doesn't want to kill anybody, just keeps saving everybody.
Oh, that movie, Hacksaw Ridge? That movie sucks ass. No, it didn't. I hate that movie.
You're so full of shit.
No, that movie
You're
sucks.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You know it.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to be inflammatory, Frank. Just fuck off.
No, because I know you're full of shit because you say you love that movie, too.
I did. It's a great movie, but I just feel like fucking around being inflammatory to Ruben, so it pissed me off. It took so long.
You know what's funny?
And he couldn't even remember the name of the goddamn movie.
I don't watch a lot of war movies.
To be fair, it's a movie that sounds like it's a musical.
It does. Hacksaw Ridge. The musical.
Damn. Oh, dude, Joker okay. 2.
Yeah, right? Basically, Hacksaw Ridge the musical is a musical about a guy who is a serial killer, and he uses a hacksaw to kill people with.
No, it does sound like a city name, like
oh yeah,
we found like love at Hacksaw Ridge. Ridge.
Yeah, it's like a 1950s. It's like Grease, yeah. But like it's Hacksaw Ridge is what it's called.
Or what's that one movie with the one musical with Clint Eastwood?
No.
The movie that Clint Eastwood did, that it sounds like a love movie, but it's a war movie where he's training the soldiers, the Marines to be Marines.
Goddamn, I love that movie too. Heartbreak.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak, or is it Heartbreak Ridge?
Yeah,
I think it is Heartbreak Ridge. Yeah.
I was gonna say, you see what I mean? That sounds like, again.
sounds like a fucking musical. Yeah.
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 But he was in a musical, Paint My Wagon or whatever it was called.
Yeah. Spray Me With Your Jizz Daddy. That was his musical.
No, it was like Paint My Wagon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he's just crazy.
Makes crazy and racist movies.
No, he's crazy and just makes, and he's just like, he's crazy and has imaginary debates with people who aren't there.
Ah, that's pretty
classic.
If
you've seen that time he spoke at the Republican National Convention, yeah. He had the debate with Obama.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Wasn't even there. Anyways, all right, well, that'll do it for us. Go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. Twitter.com/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram. And you can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram as well. Catch you guys on the next one.
Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.gameragemagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.